And joining us, newly reelected in the State House of Representatives from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. How are you today, Peter?
Very good, and another beautiful-looking day in northern Michigan. If we can hold that snow off for a couple more weeks, I'd be happy.
I'll bet, yeah. Well, first off, congratulations. I know it was a hard-fought campaign, wasn't it?
It was. You know, anytime you run for office, especially a district as big as the 106 with five counties, you spend a lot of time driving and meeting people and going to the doors. And I know you said you've seen me out a couple times knocking doors. And, you know, you wear out shoes and you find out that your pants fit a little more loosely, which is not a bad thing.
But that's
true.
It's
all over with now. And, you know, we've been picking up signs and putting things away and organizing.
Well, you know, we're getting you on today to talk something a little different because we brought it up while we were talking before we went on here that there's not a lot of people, including myself, who knows what goes on right after an election. What takes place down in the House of Representatives? What are some of the things that are going on right now, Peter, right after, you know, we're just a few days after the election?
Right. And that is something that a lot of folks don't get to see is, you know, the election night is a long night. You're usually up, myself, I was up to about 3:30 in the morning. And then Wednesday, you tend to get up and you try to get as many of your signs down as you can. But Wednesday night, you have to be down in Lansing. And, of course, freshmen have to be down in Lansing also. And there are 22 new Republican freshmen in women, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big meeting, and you know, we all introduce ourselves and tell them people about ourselves, and you get to know each other. And then the next day, there is a little bit of legislation that needs to be done, some housekeeping stuff. But then you go into the caucus room, and in the caucus room, the Democrats go into their caucus room and the Republicans go into theirs. And the only people allowed into the caucus room at that time are people that are qualified to vote for leadership.
Mm.
So all of the termed out members, the third termers, leave. They say their thanks and they leave. And then the remaining members start voting on leadership.
Mm.
And, of course, there's nominations and speeches, and just like any other campaign. And then you start voting down the ticket. And, of course, the Speaker of the House being the top ticket. There's Speaker of the House, and then there's the floor leader, and then the majority leader, then the whip. And I actually was elected to be the caucus chair, which is one of the top five positions.
Mm, well, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. And it really is quite an honor. And, you know, being a leader from the north, and I'm the only one above M10, really gives us a better chance for keeping ourselves in the eyes of the governor, I've always done. So
you
it
have.
Gives us it gives us more of a voice up here. So I've been looking forward to that. And then after the election, so you have your leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
There are nine positions, four of them being associate positions, but the top five. We get together, not today, of course, we're all heading back to district, but we'll get together here in the next couple of weeks, and we start putting together the very first committee, which is called, and, you know, we laughed about this, but it's called the Committee on Committees, and we set this, that sounds like government, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but you set this Committee on Committees up, and what that group does is start looking at members and their resumes, basically, who's qualified to sit on what committee, what talents do they bring to the table, you know, such as me, I'm the chair of tourism this year, and it's because of my background and the fact that where I live, and you wouldn't take me and put me as the chair of agriculture.
Right.
So we have a lot of farmers that will be considered for the chair of agriculture. We have two doctors now, which will be being considered for the chair of health policy. We have a couple of retired educators, you know, they'll be considered for chairs or members on education committee and so on, you know. So that's it. And to think about it, Kevin, it's a lot of work. You know,
right.
It's a lot of things that you have to do, and you want to make sure your committees are a good working body.
Yeah. Well, now, you got all that ahead of you, but yet the governor is already talking about one of his plans for his next term, and that is the thing that's been we've been talking about, I think, for the last year and a half, and that's road improvements.
It is, and he stated during his victory speech that he's going to be asking for $2 billion for road and infrastructure repairs. And you know, we really have to look at that, too, and see what that all means. Because, you know, infrastructure is also wideband expansion, internet services, fiber optic runs and stuff. So I want to look at that that request. And maybe it's not all roads, but we're going to be looking at that here throughout lame duck and see where it's going to go. And, you know, I'm still not a fan of raising gas tax. I'm still not a fan of raising the registration fees. Gas is just getting below $3 a gallon. People are starting to feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful, in my opinion, of where those dollars will be coming from. But if he's shooting for $2 billion, that's another revenue source somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no way we could squeeze the present budget to get that type of money. So we'll see what that means. But, you know, I know about as much as everybody else
right
at this point because I heard it on the radio.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. Well, Peter, as always, I would imagine if they want, they can still get in touch with you, the same methods as they've always done?
Yep. The same number. I still have my same office. It's 517-373-0833. You know, and what I've said before, Kevin, I'm elected for the 106th House seat, but vote for me or not vote for me, I'm here to help, and I'm always accessible or willing to meet anywhere when time allows. So.
Very good. Well, Peter, I know you still got a lot of things to do. We're glad you could spend some time with us, newly reelected to the 106th State Representative District, Peter Battaglia. Peter, thank you for joining us today.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, Kevin.